So we are joined here in the Media Center with Brittany and Courtney Force. Thank you, ladies, for coming on up here today. Let's get started with the fact that you guys, between the two of you, in the first 10 races, have come away with 5 wins. Talk about the success that you each have found this season and what that means to your team as a whole.
I'll give that all up to Courtney because she's had 4 of the wins. So her team's doing outstanding this year, but our team's doing, you know, awesome too. We've had 1 win, but, you know, we're looking for a second win of the season, and we'd love to do it here. Bristol's one of my favorite tracks on the circuit. It's just such a beautiful facility, and it's Father's Day weekend. It's just always a special event, so I'd love to win here. We're sitting 6th in points, and, you know, we're looking to go some rounds, bring home a win, and move up that ladder.
Yeah, it's been a great start for Advance Auto Parts team. Really happy with how our team has gelled since the start of the season. To have 4 wins under our belt already is pretty huge. So I'm really excited about that. But looking forward to keeping the momentum going. It's great to be in the points lead right now, but we'd like to hang on to that, you know, obviously down at the end of the season and be in the points lead then when it really matters. So definitely feels good. We're I think, going in the right direction, getting this race car figured out, and it was great to have an all JFR, all Chevrolet final round last weekend over in Richmond, Virginia with my dad, and it would be great to do it again with him here this weekend, especially for Father's Day, but definitely feeling good about, you know, Brian Corradi and Dan Hood, how they're tuning my race car, and all the guys are just, you know, they haven't been making mistakes, and it's showing on the racetrack.
Awesome. Questions from the media. Dan Creekmore.
Courtney, I think you kind of set the fans on fire last weekend when you talked about going to Dinwiddie at 7 years old. So the question is, what are the, for both of you, what is your first memory of coming to Bristol Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I mean, growing up as kids, coming out here and watching our dad race, this was always one of the coolest tracks. Like Brittany said, because the facility's great, but you know, you can hear these cars when they're flying down. They're at 330 miles an hour, and it's just, it's always been a special track. Being able to celebrate Father's Day with our dad, but now being out here getting to race against him, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, you think back of the times that we were, you know, up there sitting in the stands watching him compete, and it's pretty cool that we get to be out here with him and, you know, back in the staging lanes and then running side by side with him.
I have a question from Brittany.
Yeah.
Tony Schumacher's won a championship. You won one, and he's always talked about the same thing that I think you've never talked about it, but I think you've kind of done it. But listening, because he always says, I'm a good order taker. But do you feel that you are too, and that maybe that's a lost art that people need, drivers need to find you, and they need to listen to it, just listen to it?
Are you talking listening to the car?
Listening to like Alan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm very lucky. I have a lot of help around me. I've had quite a few crew chiefs out here since I started in 2013, and every crew chief brings in something new for me to learn. Alan's brought in a whole lot, just not for me as a driver, but for our entire Monster Advance Auto Parts team. He teaches us new things every single weekend, and I've been lucky enough, you know, just to be teamed up with him, but to work on, you know, work with him one-on-one. He even brought in back 2 years ago when he started with us, brought in a workout routine for me to work on, building muscles in my legs to help me be quicker off the starting line. So he's brought a whole new thing, a bunch of new stuff to the table, and I'm lucky to work with somebody like that.
But do you think that maybe you've not taken enough credit for being a good listener? I mean, do you think that's a
Yeah, deal? I mean, yeah, it's all about, for me, I'll take any help I can get. I'm not afraid to admit that. Any help I can get, I'll take it and I'll try to use it and bring it into that race car as long as it's helping me, you know, become a better driver. Because that's what I want in the long run. More than looking at championships and wins, yes, we all want that. But at the end of the day, I want to be a good driver. And I think, asking these people out here, Alan, who's been out here for years, my dad, Robert Height, even people I compete against, sometimes getting advice from them is always helpful.
Yeah. They give it to you.
Yeah.
Are you famous at Bojangles again?
No, not this year. Actually, I think it was Courtney. Courtney, a few races ago.
On the Bojangles.
Yeah, in Charlotte. They are.
Oh, I thought it was you on the placement here.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe.
No, it was a couple of years ago.
All right.
Just the general Father's Day.
reminded of that through my sisters and my husband. They tell me all the time that I'm just like my dad. I haven't figured out if that's a good thing or not, because he definitely has, I mean, he's obviously got the passion for racing and, you know, that fire in him to drive these race cars. So I'm not really sure which part of him that they're talking about, but no, I mean, it's, I think we're both very stubborn. I think that's what you guys actually mean. I should just hand it over to Brittany to answer that. But no, we, you know, it's great. I grew up wanting to be just like my dad, and getting to be out here racing against him and learning from him has always been a dream of mine. So it's really cool to be out at the racetrack with him, celebrate Father's Day with him, and I'm actually, you know, I'm proud that I've taken after a few things that, you know, that I guess reminds people of dad.
How about for you, Brittany? Sort of same question.
I'm definitely a little bit like my dad and my mom as well. Courtney is a splitting image of my dad. Like she said, I remind her all the time, it's scary. Just even driving to the drag strip this morning, I'm like, you are just like dad. She's like him in every single way. And it's funny because I'll remind her of it and she'll recognize it. And I think it scares her because my dad is a handful. But, you know, anything I can get from my dad, whether he teaches me something new every single weekend, and we always learn from him, so we have the best teacher around us, helps out.
But you're like him too, because you said you feel the same gut aches that he always talked about. You feel that too.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common. I don't know. I think that's common for a lot of drivers, because when I first got started out here, I remember asking Jack Beckman and a handful of drivers, do those nerves on Sunday morning, do those ever go away? If you've been out here for years, do those ever go away? And I got the same answer from every single driver. Nope, those will be there for as long as you're out here, which is good. It keeps you aware of, you know, what's out there, and things can't go wrong, but it keeps you hyped up, excited for first round, pumped up, and hopefully to cut a good light off the starting line.
Alright.
You two are just two of the many successful women that have been in NHRA. Why is it working in NHRA for women drivers where maybe it's not in some of the other series?
I think for us, we've been lucky enough that we have a lot of help around us. We're very blessed. And it's really the people that my team. I put it all out there for my team. They're the reason we, you know, had such success last year. We won a championship. Alan Johnson, Brian Hughes, and my entire team. But it's the support system we have around you. And we have, you know, we have a great group around us at JFR.
Same question.
Yeah, it's definitely... it's definitely the team aspect for sure. But I think, I don't know, I think there's a lot of different categories for females to get involved in. I mean, I guess same for the males. I mean, I think you're seeing more and more females because there's some that have the interest in pro stock bike or pro stock or top field dragster or funny car. It's not just one category that we have out here. I think that's kind of great about our sport. It is very diverse. And there's a lot to choose from, and it's great. I mean, you hop in this race car and it doesn't know whether you're a male or a female. So for us, we just get behind the wheel and we try to do our job and get that car down to the other end as a driver, not as a female driver. And I think the success, like she said, comes from the team that's behind us.
Wonderful. Any other questions?
Your dad's got loads of Tom McEwen stories. Do you guys, did you know him real well at all? Or?
You know, we were fortunate enough to be able to spend some time with, you know, the Mongoose at a number of different car shows. He came out to our holiday car shows at our shop, at our headquarters in Yorba Linda, California. He'd come every Christmas and sign autographs for fans. And I remember thinking it was so cool to be sitting next to him. And he was just the nicest guy. He was so down to earth and was always just telling us, you know, what a great job we were doing, or he'd give us pointers on things that we can improve on, or, you know, I remember him telling us, you guys gotta come up with a name out there, and I'm like, I wish I could, I don't know how, you know, it was so cool to hear about the snake and the mongoose and the rivalry, and, you know, I think that's something that our sport could definitely learn from and have something like that back, but they knew how to get it done, and, you know, they're both an inspiration, but you know, especially the Mongoose. It was always great hearing stories from our dad. I mean, my dad just completely praised him and looked up to him and everything that he had accomplished. So it was really cool that we got to kind of get to meet him in person and actually spend some time with him, you know, away from the racetrack as well. So it's definitely going to be hard to not have, you know, a legend like him out here. It's, you know, he did a lot for our sport, for everybody at NHRA, so he's definitely going to be missed.
Don't have a name, though.
I think a nickname kind of has to come from other people. I don't think you can really think one up for yourself.
Well, just, you better figure out one before someone else comes up with something you don't like.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Brittany, what are you calling?
Actually, I don't have a nickname for her.
Maybe JF Junior?
Oh, gosh. No. Not yet.
That's scary.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, girls, for coming on up here. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.